Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. This is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. Today is September the 23rd, 2014. It's a very sunny Tuesday down here in the south of Brazil. My name is Marcos Gazana. I'm speaking from the south of Brazil, from Porto Alegre. Today I'm going to talk about reported commands and requests. And this is a follow-up episode for the last one that I recorded last week, which was about reported questions. So if you want to hear more about reporting, I recommend that you go back to episode 31 and you listen to episode 31, which is about reported questions. And this one, I'm going to be speaking more specifically about commands and requests. And so to begin the episode, I would like to discuss the difference between a command and a request, and then I'll move on and talk about the structure and how to report commands and requests. So a command is normally something stronger, let's say something in the imperative form in English, either in the affirmative form or in the negative form. So a command would sound more like, I don't know, imagine a dad talking to a son, like, go to bed right now. So something like that. So in the imperative form. Even if you have a name before the imperative, like, David, go to bed right now. So something like that. Or, David, don't forget to brush your teeth. That's another command. That's in the negative form. Or maybe a boss talking to an employee saying something like this. Don't forget to send me that report by Friday. So, again, in the negative form here, or finish that report by Friday, please. And in this case here, some people might argue and say that if you have a command with please at the end or at the beginning, that might be more like a request than a command. But I'm not here to discuss exactly these little details here. I'm going to consider here whatever comes in the imperative form, a command, and whatever comes in the interrogative form with a modal verb at the beginning, I'm going to consider that a request. So let me give you some examples of requests now. Requests, they are normally questions involving other people, so they are always, can you, could you, because I'm requesting something to someone. So can you, could you, or even would you, and even will you. Yeah. So will you do that for me? Some of them might sound more formal or more informal. I'm not here to discuss levels of formality, but I'm going to give you examples with the four of these modals. So something like this: Could you buy a newspaper on your way back home? Could you bring me a newspaper on your way back home? Or would you please buy some bread when you go to the supermarket? Or will you bring us some bread for dinner? Something like that. You know, these are requests. They're all questions, starting with modal verbs, can, could, would, and will. So when you want to report commands and requests, basically what you have to do is I recommend using the verb tell when you have a command, and using the verb ask when you have a request. If you do that, you are going to make it clear to the listener what was the intensity, if it was really a command, if it was something stronger, let's say, or if it was a request, something slightly more polite. Yeah. So, for instance, going back to some of the examples I gave you, that example, go to bed right now. So, David, go to bed right now. We could report that by saying, David's father told him to go to bed. Okay? So, told him, and then infinitive, to go to bed. So, the reported command is basically the subject plus the verb to tell in the past, because the command was given in the past. And then, the object pronoun, obviously, so told him. Yeah. And then, after that, the structure, which in the imperative was in the infinitive without to, now we will have infinitive preceded by to. So, his father, or David's father, told him to go to bed. Or then a negative imperative. Don't forget to brush your teeth. In this case, I will have to change. The don't will disappear, and I will have not in front of the infinitive. So, not to forget to brush his teeth. So, David's father told him not to forget to brush his teeth. Or in the case, let's say, your boss tells you, please send me that report by Friday, okay? So, my boss told me to send the report by Friday, okay? When you go moving on and now giving some examples about requests, remember the examples I gave you. I gave you one example with can or could or would or will. So, can you bring a newspaper on your way back home? Or could you bring a newspaper on your way back home? Could you buy and bring? Or could you, could you buy or could you bring me a newspaper on the way back home? So in this case, I could say, he asked me to buy a newspaper on my way back home. He asked me. So ask in the past, of course, because the request was made in the past. So this is, now I'm reporting it. So the request is something that is in the past. Then, so he asked me to buy. Again, we have the infinitive with to here to introduce the rest of the sentence. Of course, we're omitting the modal verb. We don't need the modal verb anymore. So he asked me to buy a newspaper on my way back home. So this is it. This is how we report requests. And commands as well. I gave you lots of examples. Let me give you one more for requests. Let's imagine that the request is, could you help me with my homework tomorrow? Or would you help me with my homework tomorrow? So let's imagine that this is Mary talking to John. So Mary asked John to help her with her homework on the following day. So, or you could say tomorrow, if tomorrow is still tomorrow, let's say. So if you're reporting it on the same day. But otherwise, if it's further back in the past, you could say on the following day. Yeah. So Mary asked John to help her with her homework on the following day. Something like that. Okay, guys, I would like to thank you for listening, and especially the listeners I have in Brazil and in Mexico and in Germany, Spain, China, and also Taiwan and South Korea. These are the countries where most of my listeners come from. So I would like to thank you all. I hope you're learning something. Please visit the webpage for this podcast, which is at pod.followenglish.com.br. There you can subscribe via email, which will make your life easier. Whenever there is a new podcast episode, you will get a notification by email. And I promise you I won't be sending a lot of spam messages and, you know, basically, I record one, sometimes two, or even three episodes per week, but no more than that. You can also subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher or whatever podcatcher you might be using to reach me. Also, please follow us on Twitter, and we also have, Follow English also has a fan page on Facebook, so you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, many other social media, Google Plus, and so on and so forth. Again, thank you very much. I hope you're learning something. I'll see you next time. Bye.